Welcome to Clay and Iron, and I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, and this is the medical show that deals with geopolitics, classified information, spirituality, ecology, everything that you need to know in order to prepare yourself spiritually, physically, mentally for the future. And there's definitely changes coming. Things such as the internet and satellite broadcasting and so on and advanced technology have changed things dramatically. Clashes of cultures, clashes of economic systems, and of course, the internet itself is like the revolution of the Gutenberg press that generated the original Gutenberg Bible. That ability to publish information instantly on the internet is pretty dramatic. Of course, there are going to be multiple new versions of this, especially if they try to close down the internet. Now, I always review the news on my program, which is on the Genesis Communications Network, or GCNLive.com. That show is called the Nutramedical Report. That show is on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 2 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. My website is Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. And if you want to ask questions about wellness products, healthcare, advanced healthcare nutraceuticals you can't buy in stores, but through physicians or a customized, standardized design that it's more advanced than anything you can find elsewhere, do call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. I'm also rewriting two books that will be available for conference I'm planning for early this fall, and I will be attending and doing some presentations at the conference for Dr. Fred Bell coming up the end of May, the 26th, 27th, and 28th of May, in California, Laguna Beach. Today's news, which is Tuesday, March the 22nd, 2006, we have lots of interesting news and comments, and I always like to have you check it out, own the truth, and then take action, because without the active exertion of our First Amendment rights, we have no liberty. All other rights come from this. Army dog handler gets 6 months in prison from ABC News. Washington Post on Friday, 21st of May 2004, showed a U.S. soldier holding a dog in front of an Iraqi detainee at Abu Ghraib prison on the outskirts of Baghdad. And, of course, they now give the dog handler 6 months in prison. These, of course, were psyops where they were purposely done to enrage and engage Islam. Only a tiny fraction of the Islamic people were extremists, and now they want to make more, so they make a good enemy for the New World Order. If you don't believe it's real, sorry, as a physician that worked in classified projects, it's very real, and the people at the top have some very malevolent intentions, no matter what your viewpoints, geopolitically or religiously, they're all bad. Basque separatists, ETA declare ceasefire. This is like the IRA. Of course, the IRA was ordered by the British SAS and security to do bombings, or the British themselves would put the bombs in place, because they had to, just like Hamas is actually organized and launched by Shin Bet and by the Mossad. Hard to believe, but that's true. And in fact, right now in power in Palestine is the Hamas party, and that's why Fatah, which is the other party, is trying to fight them, and the amount of money that's been funded through to make sure that Hamas took over power. And of course, this is the power plan of expansion using dialectics of conflict. You have to create conflict if you're going to expand the current state of Israel to larger boundaries, including all of Syria, all of Iraq, etc. A Basque separatist group declared a permanent ceasefire on Wednesday after almost 4 decades of attacks in Spain, potentially bringing an end to one of West Europe's most active separatist movements. Very interesting historical changes. Christian convert faces execution. Radio Free Europe. Interesting. And of course, the radicalization of all the religions is part of the dialectic of conflict. And whatever they are, and again, most religions, unfortunately, over the centuries have accumulated what I call strychnine doctrines, which are bad, such as in the extreme right Christian faith, they believe that George Bush is a good man and he actually has a few points of IQ, which is a very bizarre doctrine. The United States said on Monday is watching very closely the case of an Afghan man who is facing the death penalty for converting from Islam to Christianity. So I guess they're really not very tolerant over there. And, of course, they make a very good enemy when you have a low level of tolerance, no matter what religion you have. I believe in dialogue and dialectic, that where if I have the truth and you see the truth in me in my actions that you may want some of what I have, which is the version or of a connection with the higher spiritual order of our Creator God. A Belarus of opposition splits on protests, crackdowns continue. And again, this is the, in Belarus, the opposition split opened on Wednesday with one leader calling on supporters to abandon a tent encampment set up in the capital central square. And troops to remain in Iraq for years. Well, obviously, they're not going to take the troops out. They call building up. In other words, they're going to build up the troops another 50-some thousand. The troops are going to be there for years. This Operation Swarmer was all just a television op to make people think that the Iraqis were actually going to be able to manage a country that they purposely pushed to the brink of civil war. The Iraqis, by and large, wanted to buy American T-shirts and CDs and movies and emulate us. And in fact, what's happened is when we came in and trashed the country and raped women and children that were killed right in front of their parents and brought right into prisons like Abu Ghraib, it created a catastrophe, and the people now are fighting each other. And of course, this is part of the plan to Balkanize all of Iraq and to divide all these nations. It's been going on for 150 years since the British armed the Druze militia around the Shuf Mountains in Beirut. This has all been going on since they discovered oil in the Middle East. And of course, it was a skull and bones member of Yale University that discovered the ability of catalytically cracking oil down to its subunits, and that's part of the whole thing. A lot of these technologies, including broadcasting and so on, was brought into NBC when they originally got funding. It's all tied together. And that's what we're going to do in this show, is connect the dots so you'll see the spiritual connection to the geopolitical. That's why we had on our program last night Joan Vian. Do check out the archives, and do also visit my other shows on NutraMedical, the NutraMedical Report on GCN Live. You can visit my website. The newsletter is free. You just have to sign up. It's given every week as an e-newsletter. Also, the Learning Center, the Radio Archives, and the PowerPoint presentations on many different nutraceuticals we have. More than 40 companies now. We'll soon have well over 16,000 of the most top nutraceuticals, American-made in the world and Canadian-made. And I can tell you, these really have dramatic effects on wellness in many conditions that standard care cannot intervene. Search continues a very sinking site, and this is the Canadian Coast Guard was searching off British Columbia's Queen Charlotte Islands after a passenger ferry carrying 100 people struck a rock in the dead of night and sank in a choppy waters near Gill Island in White Sound. You know, many different things going on with the weather as well. We have this huge storm, Larry, the cyclone, that struck Australia. Remarkable changes in the weather occurring. SciTech, Apple versus France. French lawmakers want all digital music players to adopt common software standards. Of course, they're trying to globalize everything, which is why there's a rush toward the World Trade Organization and further plans to standardize all the systems in the world, including communication, broadcast, etc. U.S. launches avian flu surveillance program. And this is from the Voice of America. Avian flu experts are concerned that springtime migratory birds are infected, and infected poultry shipments could bring the deadly avian flu virus into the United States, which is currently free of disease. Very probable, in fact, from Dr. Henry L. Nyman, who's been on my NutraMedical report, and I'm going to be having him on this program as well on the BBS radio. We'll have much more time to get much deeper into the issues on BBS, because this is very important. The avian flu is not a scare tactic. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And just to review, if you haven't heard this before, the avian flu, it's my opinion, has been fully weaponized in terms of developing its base genetics in the laboratory, and there's several reasons why we believe that. Not an opinion. This is, again, a scientific fact that you can go check yourself. The receptor binding domain has 5 genes that will attach to human cells. There's one accumulated now and picked up in Turkey, and also has been picked up in Vietnam and elsewhere. It's the 227 glutamine in the H gene, and that gene makes it more likely to travel between humans. If it acquires one or two more genes, it will become very effective. But the things that make this unique is it has the same lethal genes as the 1918 flu, which suddenly appeared after we've been monitoring H5N1 for 25 years. The genetics changed dramatically over millions of square miles, including in the cleavage gene, not one basic amino acid, but six. So this was inserted, if you want to call it, probably sprayed over huge areas of Asia. And so in a sense, there's a biological weapons warfare going on, but the virus is fully capable of weaponizing itself by acquiring by recombination or swapping genes with co-infection in other hosts like pigs or birds or in humans. Co-infection means that a small piece of DNA or gene can be transferred, so it's not a random process. These genes are present in H9N2 in Africa and in the Middle East, in birds and in other animals, and in H1N1 pig flu in France, where the pigs are outside, and of course, as the birds migrate, they're very likely to transfer the virus and co-infect a host, a pig. So it's my contention that probably this spring, possibly the fall, the latest, we're going to see large phase six, which is the last phase before pandemic clusters, or a full pandemic transformation. So it's coming, and we're talking about months away from phase six, and months, several months away to a pandemic. So it's hard to say exactly how quickly, but these things are non-random, so it is going to happen. Pakistan now confirms avian influenza. Again, these are news articles. You can check it out in Google. You'll see if you go to my NutriMedical.com site, and soon I'll have clayandiron.com up, that you can actually view these articles and check the links out yourself. As I tell people, accumulate books, but do go back to the reference articles to use whatever search engine you'd like. The Google News is very, very comprehensive and updated. And do go back to the original publications, and you'll see this is not an opinion. As I say, you convert it from an opinion to a fact by numerous voices until you reach the point where it's incontrovertible that the specific evidence is true. And that's why we try to present the facts here rather than spinning it, so you will not really understand exactly what's going on. Health issues. Breast cancer testing is safe. Women who have had a high risk of breast cancer because of genetic mutation can safely have mammograms to screen for the disease, despite doses of radiation used in the test. So, the problem is that the healthcare system and 20% of the U.S. economy is based on disease. And there's many different, quote, diseases or dis-ease that I personally know how to reverse the physiology, detoxify, and do things that can dramatically change blood sugar control, vascular disease, and post-traumatic injuries and regenerate tissues that is not commonly known. And they actually want to suppress it because the system is based on this issue. And I'll just give you a small story. And we're waiting for a guest, actually. Hopefully we'll be able to contact him tonight. His name is Stephen Fox. Stephen is a artist in New Mexico. He's also a political activist for many years, has lots of affiliates with world politicians, including Kofi Annan of the United Nations, and senior leaders around the world, met them many times, and he's trying to get a ban against aspartame, which is the molecule that's the, quote, artificial sweetener. In fact, it's not a sweetener at all. It's a sweet toxin that actually degrades to methanol, which is wood alcohol that's causes blindness and nerve damage and brain damage, and formaldehyde that literally pickles you. And the dye toxins, of course, of this are extremely deadly. They cause cancer, they cause developmental disorders in younger people, and they cause all kinds of other changes that are very, very nasty, including inflammatory changes within the body. And we're trying to ban this, as well as sucralose, which is another organic-sounding molecule, but in fact it's extremely toxic, as well as Splenda, which is chlorinated, believe it or not, chlorinated sugar. So when, of course, the sugar molecules get metabolized, they release chlorine inside the cells. We modified Frankenfoods, we call them. They send an abnormal infrared signal, so the cell will not absorb the microparticles because they look at it and say, oh, my God, this is not food. This is toxin. And so the nutrients can even sit outside the cells, and the body won't absorb it. So these are very serious, along with many other things, such as the presence of mercury, ethyl salicylate in vaccines, squalene, other adjuvants, many of salts on our bodies, including the fact that cities and towns around the world give water that's literally recycled toilet water and call it potable water you can drink, which is patently crazy because it contains antibiotics, chemotherapy, heavy metals, toxins, pesticides, and everything you could imagine, a chemical soup of at least, even the top list by the Environmental Protection Agency is 87 chemicals. So I'm preparing a treatise, which will be translated into 25 languages, dealing with a molecular holocaust that primarily is going to start at the tip of the spear is aspartame. But we need to deal with all these issues because they're attacking the DNA, the ability to develop and to not develop cancer, the ability to have normal brain function and peripheral nerve function and immune function. And all of these are assault to reduce the world population and also to reduce our health so that we will start to become very aged at 20 and at age 30 will die with multiple serious illnesses, including cancer or vascular disease, which, by the way, are all quite reversible with natural means. Of course, the big drug companies are intimately tied with the globalists, so all of these things aren't surprising whatsoever. After treating breast mums, treating depressed mums brightens children's lives. And, of course, now they're trying to convince us all that we're depressed. Of course, if you're drinking aspartame and drinking deadly water, living in an area where there's harmonic radiation effects from ELF, from these big cities and transmitters, it's not surprising that people are starting to get ill. And even the satellite systems are now communicating in frequency ranges that the cells of our body talk to our DNA. And I know this because I did work as a doctor on directed energy weapons, and I developed a machine to generate morphogenic fields. U.S. launches avian flu surveillance program. Of course, there are concerns that springtime migratory birds are going to infect. These are what I call plausibly deniable actions. They're not real actions. The real actions would be to support people like Dr. Henry L. Nyman to start bioengines to actually gather all the data in the world and then create an artificial partial virus, which is called recombinant, and then create a vaccine without toxins that would actually send the vaccine to the parts of the world where the virus is outbreaking, and it would be genetically accurate and it would stop it. Plus, we could test drugs or natural substances to make sure that they would actually work against this recombinant virus in a controlled environment. But we're not doing any of this. We're buying more razor wire guns and getting ready to import troops to help control the population if things get out of control. In fact, I had a contact the other day with someone from Ontario, Canada, who has some contacts fairly highly placed, and their plan is to actually turn off Ontario Hydro, which, by the way, Ontario and Quebec Hydro feed the northeastern United States, so if they shut them off, you're going to be in the dark as well. Point was, they want to make certain that people can travel, can't buy gasoline, and therefore they're not going to, quote, spread the disease. But most people don't have food or water. They last more than a matter of days. And if they shut things down for weeks or several months, a lot of people are going to become extremely violent and start complete civil disruption. So this is a very serious deterioration in terms of what's going on. This is another comment that I found very interesting. Comments here by Times Online, talking about chiropractors are offering worthless form of treatment from Nigel Hawks. There's no evidence that spinal manipulation and technique practiced by 16,000 chiropractors in Britain works, according to a study. Of course, that's actually incorrect. In fact, the Quebec study and other studies have been done show that the few things that do work are massage, manipulation of the spine, to realign the vertebrae. And I know this as an MD. I mean, the things that don't work are these incredible spinal surgeries, such as a spinoplasty where titanium cages are put in because the spine is a dynamic, it's not a column. And these kinds of things can't possibly help. So we're dealing with a situation where there's powers that be that do not want to have the population well and don't want the population to age properly. Depleted uranium in India. And again, India is now doing monitoring, just like the Aldermaston site, which was bought up by Halliburton in Britain, identified a huge storm cloud of uranium, depleted uranium dust that came over Britain. And these poisons are spreading around the world. And it's now been calculated by scientists, and we'll have Dr. Lorraine Murray on, reference to her colleagues, their nuclear scientists at Lawrence Livermore and other laboratories around the world, that we're breathing worldwide the equivalent of 4 to 8 times the maximum EPA, maximum uranium miner intake of uranium dust. And DU, of course, I call DNA landmines. So we're now dealing with a situation where depleted uranium is a major attack against the DNA of all living things. And of course, this goes on and on. There's so many different topics. I have no shortage of news to talk about while we're waiting to see if we can get Stephen Fox. And if he doesn't make it today, we'll definitely have Stephen back on the program, because we're working to try to get countries like Canada to sponsor this measure at the United Nations to ban aspartame, which, of course, was approved by Rumsfeld and their junta that years ago. I happen to know Dr. Olney, who was a neuropathologist in 1978 at the University of Washington, St. Louis, who was the only neuropathologist outside of the University of Osaka, Japan, that could grow brain cells in culture, and was exposing them to aspartame, and said the clumping under phase contrast microscopy and under EM, electron microscopy, scanning EM, showed changes that were totally identical to the development of cancers, astrocytoma, which is the most dangerous and aggressive brain tumor called a astroglioma. He predicted a 10% increase per decade in all brain cancers in all age groups, and that's exactly what's happened in the last 25 years. Dr. Olney, of course, has written some very dramatic things on this, which we'll be posting some links on NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. And we'll be posting many more interesting interviews with experts such as Dr. Martini and Stephen Fox, of course, on this program on the BBS Radio Network on the Clay and Iron Show. And we call it Clay and Iron because we have to deal with, this is the last secular empire that we are not ruled by spirituality. We have to then deal with the issue of people don't perceive the technical answer because they are constantly in a state of confusion, maybe because of their toxic load of aspartame or Splenda or who knows what they're drinking in their water, fluoride, which this is a very significant issue to deal with. Vaccinations to ensure fewer cases in China. Doing poultry vaccinations, they're trying to vaccinate, believe it or not, 18 billion with a B birds. Don't think that's possible. And again, if the vaccine isn't accurate, I can't see how it's going to create any actual protection. And many nations, of course, are trying to put this facade that they're going to stop the avian flu. They're going to stop it from interacting and requiring further genetics. And it's just not the case. Message to citizens of the world from Dr. Rocky, who is a former director of the United States Armed Army Depleted Uranium Project, wrote the actual manuals. Dr. Rocky had serious health problems himself from his exposure, trying to clean up basically the equipment. I took care of a number of troops that actually were stationed at Fort Carson that were going back even years after Gulf War I was launched, trying to clean up equipment that was being sold to the Qataris, the Saudi Arabians, and the Bahrainians, and the UAE, United Arab Emirates. And what happened is a lot of this equipment had radioactive yellow dust that was depleted uranium dust on the equipment. And Dr. Rocky has shown very significantly that this causes nasopharyngeal and lung cancer at enormous rates in their troops, caused skin cancer, caused brain damage, caused peripheral neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, and many other problems. So we're dealing with a situation that is now causing an increase in cancer rates in America that can't be related to smoking or even industrial pollution, that's equivalent to a 200% increase in just the last several years. So these are significant issues, and people can't ignore them anymore. RFID fears a fuel of contractor bonanza. And heated debate on the Ignite last week was researchers dared to suggest that the RFID identification was vulnerable to viruses. Now, of course, a lot of people will say that the radio frequency ID chip, which they want to put a $10 chip in a $5 chicken, and have every single animal in America in a, quote, national herd, which is ridiculous. A lot of people in Montana have 15 or 20 head of herd out in the plains, and they want to know where those animals are to a square meter. And this is completely ridiculous. They also eventually want to plan to put these chips in people. I know because I was the doctor for the Echelon Project at Falcon Air Force Base and the World ID Project, and they've been collecting data for decades on every citizen in the Western world, violating every law of every nation, Canada, the United States, Britain, Australia, every nation's rights and people's privacy has been completely invaded for since the beginning. In fact, the internet itself was created by the Department of Defense. So there are significant things that you need to know about that you need to be able to respond to. The National Driver's License ID, which really is ID, and they want to amalgamate this eventually with a Canadian and Mexican to create a free trade of the Americas. All of these things are in violation of states' rights and states' laws, and it's anti-constitutional. And of course, the term in law is ultra vires, which means it's no longer constitutionally supported, and therefore it's null and void or stillbirth these rules at their start. But of course, our latest things that are happening include the President Bush is now signing bills that haven't even been read before the House or debated. Very concerning. So, your issues and comments, if you have any questions, by the way, during our program, if we have an open line, like our show is turning out today, you can call in and I'll give you the call-in number because this is your show as well. That number, if you're in America, North America, is 888-268-4313. And the international number, if you're in another country, is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And the we are going to be Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at this time zone, which is 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time zone in America, and discussing the news and views and giving you much more information and depth in terms of what's going on. Another interesting news article out of the Daily Mail in the UK, terror gang tried to buy nuclear bomb. A member of the British terror cell with alleged links to Al-Qaeda. I call it Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is a farce. The Taliban has supported them with Stinger missiles and military, which was whacking the local warlords in Afghanistan. But when we saw the crop was disappearing for heroin crop, which was being carefully taken out of Afghanistan to supply the black op market brought out by the DEA and by the CIA, specifically into the American market and distributed through the various mafias around America and laundered by our specific select banks, $250 billion a year in funding went into black op projects like Deep Underground Military Bases 1, off-world space fleets of Aurora spacecraft that fly between Earth and the Moon, and our mining operations there, and of course our Mars colony, and also our space weaponization. We have weaponized space with nuclear weapons in space that can blow the shields and hit a target in 90 seconds anywhere within 50 square yards. We have bioweapons and cryo in space. We have plasma cannons that can hit a target with a plasma bottle at the speed of light and vaporize it at 11 million degrees. We have gamma ray neutron weapons that can focus a coherent gamma beam at a target and scan it, and killing everything within it without even creating a wind. So the range of weapons are unimaginable, and the technology, of course, is not necessarily human-derived. And we can get into this in other shows, and we're going to talk about issues such as the Nephilim. We're going to talk about other worlds and other civilizations, some of them good and some of them extremely malevolent, even though they've made deals going back with President Eisenhower and Truman, and even before. And these civilizations have had interactions with mankind on Earth and with our creatures for thousands of years. It's very obvious to me as a scientist with an open mind that we've probably had periods of civilization collapse from a great advanced technology that's been misabused. Very good evidence that there was probably a nuclear war between the areas of India and Saudi Arabia in the Middle East around 12,900 years ago. You can go to Ashurbanipal, India, and see thousands of smiles that show nuclei changes that can only occur with a nuclear bomb and cannot occur with a meteor or a comet. So these things are very real. They can't be avoided. And again, it's not my opinion. It's just a scientific fact. And no matter what your religion's viewpoints are, these things just happen to be the way they are. And as you put one and one together, you get a very convincing two. You start to realize that these things are very real, and we're being played for the fool. And what we want to do in this program is to strip the scales from your eye, the wax from your ears, and give you the truth, because the truth will set you free. Just as I happen to be a, if you want to call it a Torah-believing Israelite, unfortunately, all of the current religions have received poison or have been deteriorated. So we can get into specifics on that. And many people will say that they have good intentions no matter what the religion are, and that's good too. The proof is in the pudding. If people in their actions and their intent is good, no matter what their belief system is, then I can dialogue with them. And that's very important, that we kind of stop dividing, because they're balkanizing the world, they're balkanizing all the people, while they're ready to cook our DNA with depleted uranium, poison our brains with mercury and aspartame, and feed us Frankenstein food that will prevent us from ever having a future. And that's why this is an important program. And you need to check in regularly, and do go to NutraMedical.com. We have many thousands of nutraceuticals. We give you free advice. And I do consulting around the world, helping doctors and health professionals and nutritionists and wellness spectra to use evidence-based wellness, which combines genetic and organic metabolic testing if needed, specific highest quality that could do things like new blood vessel formation in tumors, alkalinize the body, turn off the causes for diabetes, detoxify, and help people recover from autism and psychiatric illnesses, which are clearly caused by neurotransmitter and toxicity issues. Many, many things that you've been told can't be reversed, like osteoporosis, vascular disease, is all a lie. And again, just to give you a story, I had a interesting encounter 8 years ago when I worked at Swedish Hospital in Denver, and I invasive cardiologist there. He did cardiac electro surgeries through catheters to fry different accessory bundles of communication in the heart that would cause reentrant rhythms. And he said, well, let's go for lunch and we'll discuss the cause of atherogenic plaque and what causes people to get heart disease. And of course, I've been doing this for decades, so I have quite a bit of knowledge. And after I discussed with him for about 45 minutes, he says, my God, man, he says, you know more than I do. And I finished a 9-year fellowship at Mayo in invasive cardiology. And I said, well, I've been doing this a long time and I'm very driven, because my father died of a sudden heart attack at age 67. And I see that the majority of people dying are dying of clots. That's why I've had on my program Dr. Ralph Holsworth, as short a time ago as yesterday on the NutraMedical Report, which you can listen to on the archives. Dr. Holsworth, D.O., is a biochemist and a physician in America that went to Dr. Sumi in Japan, who discovered the nattokinase, which is from the Bacillus subtilis that is growing on fermented soybeans and can break down fibrinogen, preventing clots better than any drug we ever had, and which prevents strokes, clots, and vascular disease. And of course, the big danger is that the World Trade Organization wants to take this away. So we discussed that with Dr. Holsworth, as well as Dr. Carolyn Dean, who's an MD and a naturopath, an ND. And it doesn't matter if you're an Oriental medical doctor, or if you're a nutritionist, or if you're doing a Reiki or massage or energy medicine. All of these things have something to contribute, because they all impinge on the fact that we are a bioelectric being. We are a crystalline being. Our DNA is crystal. Our molecules vibrate and sing, if you want to call it the DNA. All living things are interactive and connected, and we are Earth people, which is why even on the Russian space station, if you don't bring a 0.1 Tesla field with a Schumann frequency of 10.5 hertz and some artificial gravity, you cannot even exist for a matter of weeks or months, and they have to create, if they do long space flights, even an artificial Van Allen belt to protect against the effects of interstellar cosmic rays and high energy particles that can cause serious brain cell death or apoptosis. So literally on long space flights, you lose on average a point of IQ per day in deep space without any protection. So, and that's without any serious solar storms. And of course, that deals with many other issues we're going to bring up, including advanced science, like the fact that solar activity is going to increase 30% to 50% in the next 10 to 11 years. And we know this from this new technology that we have, where we can actually look at the sun. Well, why is it? Well, certainly the solar warming is a very major part. It's only a very minor part what pollution we're doing, although the pollution is killing us. It's certainly not the major factor warming up the Earth. The Earth is warming up primarily from solar activity. Also, there are serious things going on in the geotectonics of the Earth itself. Some of this is actually induced by us playing around with such projects like HARP. And we've had Dr. Nick Begich on my radio program, The Neutral Medical Report. And I want Nick to discuss some of the deeper aspects. Nick is, of course, an Alaskan, son of the former congressman from Alaska, Congressman Begich, who disappeared on a flight. And, of course, he was a political activist, Congressman Begich, which is why he disappeared from sight and died in the plane crash. And, again, people need to understand the seriousness of what's happening in America. They're setting up America to be the bad cop of the world. I happen to be a dual citizen of America and Canada. I can tell you Americans are not inherently bad. They are being fed all kinds of garbage, as I say, fed like mushrooms. They are being told these things. By and large, most Americans do not agree with the policies that are going on right now in overseas with America. But America is being set up as a bad cop. And this is part of the whole process to make the United Nations the good cop. And, of course, the UN is a total manufactured entity. We discussed this last night with Joan Vian. And the UN is set up specifically to take over the water rights of the world and so on, not for the good of people. That's why these people will hijack the environmentalist movement. So I'm an environmentalist since 1972. One of the original members of Greenpeace was hijacked by the globalists who took it over and used it to actually further their policies. At the same time, they are doing some good. They are also doing most of the evil. And this is a dialectic that's hard for people that have a regular education to kind of get their mind around, that the people who do the most evil in the world, from whatever background or whatever mask they put on, whatever religion or non-religion they have, that in fact, they're just masks. They really don't matter. I don't like to use the terms, you know, that other people use. I call them what they are. For example, George W. Bush is a Satanist. He believes in a cult of darkness and death. We have to face these realities, and if we actually investigate it, we wonder why would they do this? And that's why the New World Order itself can't possibly survive the machinations of their underlings, realizing that if they wanted just power and wealth, they wouldn't do what their rulers bid them to do, because they'll literally cut off their own future. And many of my friends that have been in various branches of the CIA or NSA, or if they were a Navy SEAL, they soon find themselves constantly monitored for the rest of their life because, of course, they're a danger if they go, quote, rogue. So it's a very interesting turn of events. Much more interesting news discussing here. Cabinet drilled on response to smallpox. And, of course, they participated in a drill on Saturday on smallpox in America that simulated a smallpox attack as the government tested plans to counter the potential of bioweapons by terrorists. Now, this is an interesting aside. 3.5 years ago, we were told by the U.S. government all the physicians in America had to take the smallpox vaccine. Well, of course, the vaccine that they give, if you had any silent hidden vascular disease, you suddenly developed a clot and had a stroke or a heart attack. So physicians in Massachusetts, which were the first to try this, suddenly developed vascular attacks and had heart attacks and strokes and promptly died. And, of course, the rest of us had done some research and we say, we're not doing this. And this is we want the informed public to know, whether you're in America, India, Australia, Britain, wherever you are. We don't care what color of your skin, what religious viewpoint, or what orientation. We do not want to see death and destruction. And that's the purpose of our intention of our whole network, is to bring to light things which seem bizarre, things that seem unreal, realities that are very ancient. This is not a new world order. I call it an old world disorder that's been recycled and told to be a new world order, and it's not new at all. It's the way things have always been since well before the dawn of our current modern history, probably well before the last cataclysm, which is probably a nuclear war, at least 12,900 years ago, at least in that part of the world. And these advanced technologies are not always an origin coming from mankind. We have interactions with trans-dimensional and galactic civilizations that are far more ancient than us. And if you look at the books such as the Bible, it's very clear. If you look at the Vimanas, if you look at ancient documents from many different religious groups, you understand, like, this is not an exception. In fact, it's the standard procedure, which is why you have, you know, the books with Vandanic and the Chariots of the Gods. They just kind of scratch the surface. In fact, we've had far more close contact and control with these civilizations, and actually have had treaties. In fact, one of the latest and most disturbing disappearances of 210,000 women and children from Eastern Europe in just last year, the Red Cross workers actually were suing in European court and proved that DymeCorp Corporation, which of course is lobbyist right on the Capitol Hill, were selling in human flesh. Some, of course, of the children and the women ended up working in different places. But many of them ended up in brothels. Some of them ended up in human experimentation in underground facilities or off-world. And if you don't want to believe me, this is just the way it is. And 210,000 is a lot of people. And that's only the ones that were discovered in this one cache, if you want to call it. There were the whistleblowers within the Red Cross. So this is part of treaties that were signed a long time ago. Between our civilization and others to transfer technology as part of the treaty. Yeah, it sounds very bizarre. Sounds like it couldn't possibly happen, but it is reality. And if you love the truth, whether it's ugly or beautiful, and you have a response to it, you truly are an optimist. And a fool is someone who believes in a fairy tale, prepares a reality around that fairy tale, and then faces their own demise or a very negative outcome because they are not facing the truth of reality, whether it is beautiful or ugly. And reality has a way of always being a cruel master. So it's very important that you become totally informed. As I always say, do not believe anything I say. Always check it out and own the truth yourself. And whatever portion you own, act on it. Don't just sit and think, well, the avian flu is not coming. My water is still clean. I can breathe this air. I can still do this or that unhealthy practice. And there won't be consequences because there always is. And we don't have a play and reset body or a world. We have a world that we could annihilate. In fact, the depleted uranium that George Bush is now circulating the planet with has a half-life of 4.5 billion years, which means 26.5 billion years from now, it will be depleted, so it'll be pretty well gone. But by that time, for many billions of years, the sun will be a white dwarf cinder at the edge of a dying galaxy. So very hard to understand the rationale of a president willing to release depleted uranium because it's so effective when it's not necessary against a third world country with ridiculous weapon systems that are the ragtag team from the first Gulf War in Iraq. There was no need for DU munitions. The real target is not the Iraqis. The real target is our American armed forces to destroy their health. And the real target is to disrupt our society and brutalize it, bankrupt it, make it the bad cop. And then when it's time for death and destruction to come, then use these other nations to attack America, take it over, cut it into pieces, bankrupt it, and destroy the people's future. Because if there's a free and powerful America that believes in the Constitution and the rights of all people in the world to be free, and believes, like I do, as that all living things, that all living things should be respected, whether they're whales not crossing their migratory routes, whether they're birds or the ecosystems, we can learn to live with a much larger population than we currently have, even without disrupting the environment. We do not need to use these technologies to cause disruption, as Buckminster Fuller said. The shortage was only created by those who want to control the world. That's my paraphrase, that in fact there is no such thing as shortage if you look at the universe, just as Nikola Tesla did with his Pierce Arrow car back in the 1920s. He was able to prove that you could drive a car simply by tuning into frequencies and energy from the galaxy. And of course, so did Raymond Rice, who was setting up towers near Scripps Institute in Southern California to broadcast signals to heal people and to cause positive thought patterns. What do they think will be created by negative thought patterns being broadcast? And in fact, these weapons were being used in Fallujah recently. The weapons were called non-lethal weapons were used to broadcast frequencies of fear that was so intense that it would make hardened military personnel curl into a fetal position in Fallujah in such fear that they could not respond. And in fact, I talked to Major Frank Stoltz recently that this kind of fence is actually being erected between Yemen and Saudi Arabia, where they first tell them that to turn back. Then the various aspects of their, quote, non-lethal fence are activated. So mind control technologies, the advancements in tracking people is all basically trying to externally force people into a state of harmony with their creator and with each other. Instead of the, like Yeshua HaMashiach, Messiah said, the commandments must be written on your heart, and the two commandments are love your God with your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. If you don't honor these two things, no matter what, quote, religion you come from, you cannot be taken seriously. You have to not only honor your neighbor is not just your fellow mankind, it's also all the living things, because we are part of a harmonic matrix of DNA singing to each other in molecules in a water planet that's very magical. I mean, our world, our water world, records literally the energy, the imprintation, and the spectrum, and it's like a non-local living being, and the earth itself is alive. And of course, as a joke that I talked about with Dr. Fred Bell and many others before, I said, well, the earth is like a dog with fleas. We're the fleas, and someday it's going to shake us off if we don't act like good fleas. And that's how far along the rabbit trail we are, and that's how far down the hole of disaster we are now spreading. So scientists find why bird flu doesn't spread easily, and this is an interesting comment. Scientists proved a clue as to why a virus so deadly to birds hasn't passed easily from person to person. Well, the fact is they need to listen to people like Dr. Henry L. Nyman. Dr. Nyman at Recombinomics, and you'll find links from NutriMedical.com, explains this very, very simply, that it's related to these genes that are going to be required slowly and methodically. And in fact, I told Henry on one of my last programs that if he was a baseball player, he would be able to demand any salary he wanted because he's batting 1,000. And he's predicting phase 6 clusters. We do have our first line of defense kit, for example, that's not a cure by any means, but it's trying to prevent primary infection. It's hygiene, host defenses, and reverse protection. It's hygiene, host defenses. We have in that the best mask we can get, sort of a gas mask. It weighs less than half an ounce. It's called a 3M8233 mask that has an exhalation valve, will block 99.67% of smoke, even all viruses and bacteria, as well as has a layer to bind toxins, heavy metals, and chemicals, including nerve gas. So you need to also have things like the defense tabs that will literally block infective organisms or viruses from even attaching to yourself. Immunity, which is ionic silver. Ionic minerals are what you need to support all your body processes. Fulvic acid, anti-infective. Fulvic acid, necessary for absorption of all minerals into the body, and the active site of every enzyme requires minerals. Also, we have the first defense wipes that kill all viruses and bacteria on contact and are totally biodegradable and don't affect the environment negatively. What are we doing with these chemicals we put in the environment? They go forever. In fact, I had a case several years ago in Aurora, Colorado, where I was consulted, where the gentleman developed a mycobacteria that went to his brain. They did a lobectomy. They removed his left frontal lobe. And because of the fungus, literally this mycobacteria, which is part fungus and bacteria, had eaten into his brain, he had acquired it by shoveling some sewage that was pumped into his cul-de-sac in Aurora, and it splashed up and through his nose. These bugs became resistant, literally, to antibiotics by going to bug school because they are exposed to antibiotics that we flush down the toilet. And when people take a drink of water in London, England, or New York City, or Los Angeles, they're literally drinking chemotherapy, birth control pill, cardiac medications, and toxins, and all kinds of other chemicals that are used in industry that go right back into the water system are not taken out by any filtration systems that the cities use. So it's not at all surprising that these things are happening. Colonoscopy is not legal torture, and this is an interesting comment. This is the Charlotte Sun-Herald. Dear Dr. Donahue, when a doctor says, take a deep breath, he's not listening to your chest. again, it's good to do screening tests. But to be honest with you, what you need to do is, and I'm very much for evidence-based testing, but you need to be not getting to the point where you're looking for colonoscopy to pick bowel cancer up. Yes, you can go and proceed and do these things, but again, it's a very Western-style medicine system to make sure people go every 5 years for the colonoscopy unless they have a family history, but not to do things like colonics, taking herbals to clear the bowel, taking things to detoxify the body of heavy metals. And we have a remarkable new liquid zeolite that's 8 times more powerful than any other company or country in the world. It's called Natural Cellular Defense. And 1/4 of all Americans are toxic, and people around the world are becoming toxic to heavy metals. And 3/4 are developing toxicity. And heavy metal toxicity and toxins are tied directly to cancer, behavioral problems, attention deficit disorder, autism, autoimmune diseases, polyneuropathy, and diabetes. And of course, as people go over to the Gulf, they come back with heavy metal poisoning from DU, and they become sick. So all of these things are converging that you must, it's not an option now to take what I call this not alternative medicine. I call this complementary essential medicine. In other words, if you're going through chemotherapy or radiation conventional therapy for cancer, you should be taking Cometrus, which is a from Atrium Biotechnologies, Douglas Labs, researched and developed in a number of Western countries and cancer clinics. It's a shark cartilage extract. It blocks new vessel formation, so cancers and secondaries and even bloodborne tumors can't acquire blood flow, can't grow. We can give a thing called phytostatin that actually blocks cancer so that it cannot pump the cancer chemotherapy out of the cells. We have things like Stem Enhance, which is a natural stem cell releaser. It's a blue-green algae extract, 25 years research that will actually increase your stem cells 35% on average or more in your blood. And the number of stem cells you have in your blood determines if you're able to heal from all the degeneration and wear and tear every day. It's just like not bringing your car in for service or not changing your oil. If you don't change your oil by putting in stem cells so the tissues can regenerate, you eventually break down. And it's a very essential thing because every tissue in your body has stem cells because you're constantly rebuilding your body. So we have Stem Enhance. We have thousands of nutraceuticals that deal with things like bioidentical herbal support for thyroid, adrenal, molecular therapies. Anti-inflammatories are far more powerful and not toxic to stop our inflammatory arthritis and many other conditions. But you need to find out that this information is they're trying to suppress it. The WTO and I call it the fatal drugs allow the FDA don't want doctors to talk about these things. They want us to prescribe toxins. They want to make certain that we give our requisite amount of toxins out, like Paxil, Prozac, etc. And of course, all of the companies that brought this out originally were funded directly by the CIA. Hoffman LaRoche, funded by the CIA. All of these drugs going right back to haloperidol, funded by the CIA. Interesting connections, isn't it? So, as we do our program more and more often and you listen to the archives, we're hoping you'll find enough information to kind of tweak your interest to call in on future programs, and we will be bringing some excellent guests. Didn't manage to get Stephen Fox tonight, but we will have Stephen on soon, talking about the ban against aspartame. So if you're out and you're looking at the label of a product, whether it contains MSG, aspartame, Splenda, or sucralose, these are toxic. They cause diabetes, they cause brain damage, they cause bone marrow damage, they cause DNA damage, they cause cancer. Enormously dangerous for your health. And you need to be aware of other things that are going on in your society. Since 9/11, we have Operation BioShield, and the U.S. government now has set up a number of universities, literally right in the centers of towns and cities, that have gone from biosafety 2 to biosafety 4, and they've given them all the type cultures for the most nasty pandemic viruses, including the 1918 flu that they resurrected from the viral fragments of a miner who died in Alaska in 1918. And they literally took the fragments and with his bioengine at the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta and built the virus, believe it or not, funded for by the Rothschilds and the World Health Organization that had intentions to reduce the world population. the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. So these other vaccines, as you say, 200, well, 200 vaccines are for many different things. They want to vaccinate against cancer. They want to vaccinate against addictive behavior. They actually have nanovirus machines that will actually go in and form a plaque on different receptors so you can't release endorphins. You can't get high on making a basket in a basketball game or the first kiss on a date. No, but you also won't be able to get addicted to heroin, cocaine, or marijuana. So they want to create a whole generation of zombies, and they're actually going to be testing these on CPS children here in America and DPS children in Britain. That's actually started this spring. So thank you, Operation BioShield, and the Fourth Reich under George W. Bush. And, of course, if you look back to Prescott Bush, if you look at the history of how the Nazis were brought here and their scientists to form the actual backbone of our CIA and our NSA, and to bring in the medical research, the advanced research on spacecraft, the skunk works that came out of these projects were the development of the Aurora spacecraft. These are, you know, all of NASA. All of these things came out. Yes, there were some things that we think are good, but there are some things that are very, very bad. So, well, we're coming to the close of our program, and we want you to tune in next Monday. This is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. And just to give you a summary, do check out my website, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. The call-in number, if you have questions about products or would like to consult, is 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. And my website, again, is NutriMedical.com. We'll be launching shortly, clayandiron.com, with lots of spiritual and other issues.
Dr. Deagle?
Yes.
There was a wonderful lady that called in a little late, but she wants to just talk to you, if that's okay. She's
absolutely, with you. Absolutely. We have a couple minutes left. What is her first name?
She's online with you now.
Wonderful. Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle. What's your first name?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I'm a retired nurse, and I live in a complex with hundreds of seniors around me.
Right.
And I just wanted you to rehash just these two, shall we say, come on, animals, they're very destructive. It's our microwave that they insist that we use to do our food and how quick and easy and how wonderful it is. And the cell phone, if you need this to protect yourself and have it.
Well, yeah.
And I know you've talked about it, but I just...
I'll talk about
it
more right now for you. Firstly,
microwave
technology, to give you the story about how it was developed, microwaves were developed when radar crews and ships noticed they could warm their ham sandwiches by putting them on the microwave screen. And literally, the old screens basically pump microwaves through the tubes, and then they would go to the fluorescent screen. You could actually see them. And so they would warm their sandwiches. There also were guys that would literally go up on the radar bays on the top of the ship, and they'd actually be able to go out there when it was nice and sunny. It was kind of cool, but the radars would warm them up. And, in fact, they now have piglets they warm using literally microwaves, radar.
Right.
And they have them in their pens, and they make sure the piglets, because if piglets aren't kept, their body temperature is kept to a certain level, then the piglets will die. So they actually do this now. Now, microwaves, what they do is they wiggle the molecules of water back and forth very, very quickly, but they also disrupt the, what we call the molecular memory of the molecules in solution. So when you put something through a microwave, there's an infrared signal from the molecules in solution that talks to your cells. Your cells absorb nutrients by two processes, active transport, where it locks on a micronutrient or a mineral or a protein or glycoprotein or something else, and it actively brings it across by a process that's very selective. That process is disrupted when that signal is gone. The other type of process is called pinocytosis, where the cell literally forms a little invagination around the particle and pulls the whole particle in with a little capsule of a cell wall, and then takes the particle apart with enzymes inside the cell, and then does the same thing. When you put molecules through a microwave, it makes the nutrients in it non-digestible. In fact, they've done studies on animals in terms of health, humans, and the nutrients don't become absorbable. You do not absorb the nutrients if you heat through microwave. When you use things like a cell phone, you'll notice that the battery will often get very hot if you're talking on it a long time because the reaction is called exothermic or heat generating. But a microwave generates what's called SAR, or sustained absorbable radiation. And what it does is stimulate the production of an enzyme called ornithine transcarbamylase that generates peroxynitrile radical that literally causes your brain cells to die. And in Switzerland, it's against the law to sell cell phones to children because it produces optic neuromas, or tumors of the optic nerve and the auditory nerve, three times higher. And they've known this for years, that the amount of radiation by putting a cell phone literally right against your head, because the radiation level drops off as the cube of the distance from the radiation source. And so you're getting a tremendous amount of radiation. It disrupts the normal cell communication. It causes breaks in the DNA. It activates peroxisomes and lysosomes and cause apoptosis or programmed cell death. So very, very bad. That's why I tell people, get those little protectors for your cell phone to block the waves. Get out an ear jack and keep the cell phone at least 2 or 3 feet away from you when you're talking on it, because they want to have us all taking these things so we become morons. They want us to take fluoride in our water and our toothpaste.
Correct.
That's not normal fluoride. It's stainless fluoride. It's basically hundreds of chemicals that are the byproduct of aluminum smelting. It's not calcium fluoride that's naturally in water. They want to force
the artificial sugar.
Will ruin our health.
Right.
Hope that answers some of your questions.
Oh, it did. And as far as I'm concerned, they're the things that they're encouraging everybody use every day, all the time. And
yes,
they need to keep hearing this. It's like they don't hear it. I have tried to share this with a lot of my neighbors and friends and family.
Well, there are animal studies. I'll post it up on my website because I know I've heard other people asking questions about microwaving.
Oh, would
microwaving
you
is very bad. If you're going to microwave something, do it for a few seconds only, and then you have to let it sit for a while. Otherwise, the molecules can't realign themselves to actually get the molecular signature of the molecules in solution. So if you eat something that's immediately microwaved, it has no signal because water that hydrates everything living becomes dead. So you put it through a microwave, and the water literally that's in the living thing that you're eating, whether it's vegetables or food, becomes dead because it carries no molecular infrared signal to the cells to communicate to the DNA.
Oh, that's fabulous. It's something that everybody needs to hear at least once a week.
Absolutely, and that's why a lot of the things that our grandparents and older knew, we seem to intuitively not know. We like the Russians, for example, as long as 50 years ago, did studies and proved that you could disrupt cellular activity at dosages hundreds to a thousandth or less from the radio towers and from all of our communication satellites and everything around. And we know that these are now communicating in frequencies that are the same frequencies that our DNA talks to our cells. This crosstalk is disrupting all life forms and the cognitive consciousness of all mankind on Earth and all living things. Sonar now is polluting our oceans. And we had Dr. Nick Begich on my program talking about this a few months ago.
He's great.
He's an expert on world sonar warfare. And the British and Americans are doing sonar with such high energies, it's disrupting the life of whales, even thousands of miles away from the submarines and the ships that are doing this. It's also very dangerous for our crew because as they're going around, if you have disoriented whales running into nuclear submarines or ships, it's very dangerous. But it also is killing all these wonderful life forms by putting out this ugly, horrifying sonar waves that disrupt it. And it's just one example of disrupting the what I call the song of the planet. All of the living things, the bugs, the birds, the flowers, the
right.
molecules that create a whole matrix of vibrations that allow us to exist. That's why cancer rates are going up. That's why all these things are happening. We have dead water, we have dead food, and they're going to make it literally what I call Frankenfood, or the food for the dead.
Right.
You know, scorpion genes in tomatoes, so when your cell sees it, it's not a tomato, it's a scorpion.
Right.
They're putting as many as 6 different phyla, human enzymes, bacterial enzymes, mycobacteria, fungi, jellyfish, all in one plant to create a specific physical representation or taste when the thing is toxic and your cell sees it, it can't possibly absorb it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and in fact, the animal studies done with, and I'll be trying to Dr. Patsai, he's a Hungarian doctor that worked in Edinburgh on the program. He actually got out of this about 7 or 8 years ago. He was one of the top 5 doctors in the world on GMO food, working for, I believe, research on doing some studies, I think affiliated with Monsanto, which is one of the top companies out of St. Louis. And they found that it increased infertility in animals and mice, increased miscarriage by 600%, increased abnormal organ development, like made the gut of these rats very big and made their brains small. Mm-hmm. And in fact, 10 days on a GMO potato with only one gene inserted caused a shrinkage of the brain on autopsy that you could see in 10 days.
Oh, my word.
So what is it going to do to human beings?
Oh.
What is it going to do to our children? What's it going to do to seniors eating GMO food?
What is this our computers doing to our brains, and we're sitting there by the hour after hour after hour?
Well, I think
computers
themselves, we need to start shielding. We need to have electromagnetic shields between us and these systems, because as their processors get faster and faster, they're literally generating harmonic frequencies.
Right.
When I was a doctor for the directed energy weapons systems, taking care of people who were playing around with these systems, they had lots of accidents, so of course they had to see the doctor. And what they were doing is creating sideband microwave frequencies that were specifically tuned to the standing wavelength of your DNA. And when you set up the standing wave in an object, just like when you get master opera singers, they can actually tune their voice to, say, a glass. They can modulate it. They were doing this to actually hit the standing wave frequencies to human DNA so that the DNA would unzip in the cells and release peroxisomes and lysosomes so the cells would start digesting themselves. So the result would be in a person that they would start becoming very disoriented, very confused, nauseated, then go blind and start vomiting with blood coming from every orifice as your cells dissolve themselves. And these weapons were able to go through rock and buildings, etc., harmonic-tuned microwave frequencies that were parabolically focused. Well, when you're in the world nowadays, we don't just have heavy metal pollution and toxic pollution like MTBE, which is a gasoline additive that was taken out as a pesticide many years ago by the way, Al Gore. It was added back in years later and thought, oh, this is a great gasoline additive as an anti-knock agent, which is completely unnecessary. We see fire retardant 16 to 20 times higher in the northwestern United States in mother's milk. Fire retardant in mother's milk. So we wonder why we have a tremendous increase in dementia. If you look at over age 60, if you have 3 influenza vaccines, you have a 300% increased risk of getting dementia if you have more than 3 flu vaccines after age 60.
That's right.
And at mercury ethyl salicylate, go to my website, NutraMedical.com. Look at the vaccine calculator. I did the original research with Dr. Murray Vimy. Got the WHO and toxicology research 26 years ago to 23 years ago. Put this together. Hundreds of dentists and doctors around the world have lost their licenses from foolish and ridiculous licensing authorities that were not scientists, that didn't look at it. If you have a mercury thermometer break in your office is shut down, you have little Minman spaces picking up micro drops.
Right.
But we'll put the same mercury in a child's mouth or a young person's mouth, thinking it's perfectly fine.
Right.
When, of course, the dentists are going and developing ALS, autoimmune diseases, you know, multi-organ failure and cancer and so on because they've had exposures. And it's a very, very evil situation to have this kind of lies. Now, Hal Huggins was one of my friends and colleagues that actually came back after he lost his license and went to Mexico for 6 years, came back, and he's now a full professor teaching environmental dental toxicology, and they passed laws in Colorado. But it's a progressive battle. It's always another battle. It's always another state. It's always another country where they'll say this is perfectly fine, and it's not. Aspartame is extremely toxic. Sucralose, Splenda, Stevia isn't. Stevia is very good. In fact, we're going to be adding Douglas Laboratories with dozens of different flavors of Stevia that you can use for flavoring your water.
Good.
If you don't drink filtered water, you're crazy. And I have the multi-pure system, we have pure water system, and we have the gravity filtration system, the Berkey. If you aren't doing those things, if you're not alkalinizing your body, if you're not removing the toxins and heavy metals from your system, what's the point in trying to live a healthy life? You can go walking, but if you don't remove the mercury and the things that you're breathing every day and all the toxins that your body produces, you can't possibly stay healthy. And, of course, the electromagnetic pollution, that's what Dr. Fred Bell is doing. I'm going to be helping him using some very advanced quantum biophotonic physics that I developed 23 years ago when I worked and did some research and made some important discoveries on using quantum mechanics and biophotonic genetics that I developed to develop a machine called a Dynatens that generated a morphogenic field. And I didn't share my information with the people that I work with, and I took care of my poor employees that were exposed to these directed energy weapons because I knew they would weaponize it and turn it into something nasty to harm people rather than help. And, of course, there's always millions to go to harm people, but very little to help.
Right.
Yeah. What's your first name again?
I'm Virginia. And
Virginia. Which state or city
are
you in?
I'm in Michigan, near in the greater Detroit area.
Greater Detroit, yeah. Yeah, I was born just outside Detroit in Providence Hospital back in 1952.
Great.
I can tell you, what I see happening to America is to destroy it. What I see happening to mankind is ridiculous. That's why
last year I
closed up my practice to work on these issues full-time. I now do 3 shows a week and hopefully soon 5 on Genesis Network, which is also broadcast worldwide, and I'm going to plan on doing eventually 5 shows a week on BBS Radio.
Support you 100%.
Yeah, it's really important that people support us by going to our website to help us to financially and otherwise, because we're going to bring out classified information. We're going to bring out solid scientific information. We're going to have fantastic guests that are going to blow your socks off. We're going to have, for example, next Tuesday, I'm going to have Basil Gold, who's got an amazing book. And then when you hear the dynamics of this gentleman, he's from South Africa. He actually trained with Christian Barnard, the heart surgeon. He saw the lies within the healthcare system. I do. And medicine could get back its respect. There's lots of good things in conventional medicine, diagnostics, radiology, and emergency procedures. I'm trained as a physician and surgeon. The only surgery I haven't done is open heart and brain. I've worked in trauma, burn units with the military, working with our troops coming back from depleted uranium, working with peripheral hospitals, intensive care. Medicine has lots to offer, but it has been taken over by big pharma. It has been taken over by non-scientists and political people that play medical politics, pushing procedures that don't have any support in scientific basis. 1/3 of all surgery is unnecessary, including spinoplasties. Many different natural care things should be integrated, not as complementary or an alternative, but as an essential natural integrative part of treatment, just as like the Cometris, the shark cartilage extract, just as phytostatin to stop multi-drug resistance when you're taking chemotherapy, such as taking whole leaf aloe so you don't get a radiation enteritis and turn your bowel into rubber. These are very simple things that should be considered malpractice if you don't do them. And they're not. And that's one of the things that I do as a medical legal doctor as well. I took training at Sunnybrook Medical Legal Center with Dr. Firestone. And I've been also doing medical legal work for years. It's important because we have to move forward on all these fronts, scientific, technical, and spiritual, as well as medical legal, if we're really going to protect our citizenry and the people of Earth. So that's why I'm helping Stephen Fox to prepare this document for the United Nations and to
clone you
forward
to
the September agenda. Pardon me?
We need to clone you about 1,000 times 1,000.
Well, I want to inspire. There's many out there that are probably listening or going to listen to the program that have plenty of the capacities to do, as our Messiah Yeshua HaMashiach said, that you will do as great as me and greater. And when I see you, you shall see me, and you shall be as I am. The problem is people don't take the responsibility. They're looking for an external Messiah when the Messiah is us. We have to step forward. We have to take responsibility for our world. We are not going to be raptured away if we create a world that's a catastrophe. We need to take responsibility as physicians and nurses, whether we're retired or we're doing our career, that we are not going to face falseness. We are not going to have a future for our children or our world unless we face the truth and take responsibility and realize that we literally are the rulers of this world, and we have to take that mantle.
Well, I honor everything that you have said, and just God bless you. And I have one more, just next time you can put it on your list, that is, we're all getting these loyalty cards at the grocery and the drugstore and the different places.
Absolutely, and they want to do
it. Oh, and nobody realizes how deadly they are.
Well, the loyalty cards are tied in. And do you know where the loyalty cards come from? A large part of the budget of the CIA and NSA is actually to take all this intelligence information, including the Echelon Project, and give it back to corporations so they can control marketing and the flow of capital.
It's gotten a little more involved in that now.
Yeah, and so what's happening, all these loyalty cards and so on are part of it. They're building a database on everybody.
Right.
They know what color of socks you buy. They know
right.
what color of soup you like. They know what kind of restaurants you go to. They know your political views from the magazines you order. They build a profile on everybody.
It's as dangerous and deadly as it could possibly be.
Absolutely.
We've
and it's
lost
not
our
imaginary.
Freedom.
People
We've lost
say,
everything.
Yeah, people say, well, there's no such thing as the mark of the beast. I don't care if you're Buddhist or...
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, it's coming. I mean, let's just call it. RFID chips are poison.
Right.
If you don't have the commandments to honor yourself and your world and your fellow man of whatever stripe, religion, or color of skin, you create death and destruction.
That's right.
And that's what we have to do is stop balkanizing the world and start realizing we're on a spaceship called Earth.
Correct.
A closed system.
Well, I just appreciate everything you have shared, and it's just so important to people hear it again and again.
Right, that's
just,
why I get them to listen to the archives. When they
yes.
hear this, we'll get many more guests on as well discussing these issues and bringing them out and showing them things that they may not think are impossible, like underground cities, high-speed maglev trains,
right.
Advanced space-based weaponry, technologies that 70 years ago that could have healed cancer and heart disease,
right.
Attempts by the World Trade Organization to take away Baloki, developed by the Chinese government, in Beijing, for example, an earthworm enzyme that can actually eat all your clots and plaque and completely take off the fibronectin capsule off tumors so your immune system and your chemo and radiation can attack the cancer. Things
Correct.
Like insulin-potentiated chemo that can lower your blood sugar to 40 so the chemotherapy is taken up by cancer mainly and it doesn't need to make you sick. All of these things are there, but the big industry of healthcare in America does not want this. They do not want cures for osteoporosis and heart disease and dementia and autism. They want to make sure that they have 20% of all children are, quote, have psychiatric illnesses or end on these toxic SSRI drugs that they have no conception how they work.
That's
None.
Right.
And I challenge any scientist to say that they have any idea. In fact, one of my psychiatrist professors a few years ago in a review of our board certifications so, well, we really don't know how these work. You know, in Japan, they're developing a drug that works the opposite way. He says it's like kicking the back of your 1950s TV set. That's not very good to hear people that
no.
supposedly are leading the profession. And, you know, as being a nurse, that a lot of things are done by doctors that have no sense in logic, common sense, or basic science. And it needs to be held up, whether it's natural therapies or, quote, medical or whatever, to scrutiny, including things like putting mercury in vaccines and saying you
right.
must give those newborns a shot against hepatitis. Well, I don't know any newborns who can get
right.
access to IV drugs or sex. So why would you want to give a newborn, which is a brand new developing nervous system, ethyl mercury salicylate that attaches to their GTP receptors in a nerve growth cone?
It's called murder.
It's murder. It's a form of pharmacological, I call it, a molecular holocaust.
That's correct.
And my colleagues need to wake up and get a backbone. I actually have free backbones for a spiritual transplant here that are free if they listen to the program. Because I heard this years ago that the color yellow is actually the stripe down their back.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I want to compliment you, and I listened to and tried to take your program with Joan yesterday. That was superb. Absolutely. I learned
yeah,
so
Joan
much.
Yeah, Joan's on is awesome. In fact, we're going to plan a conference, and Joan will be speaking with me. I'm working on turning other speakers together. The
and
conference will
September?
Be September.
Good.
She's amazing, isn't she? And you need to get her newsletter.
Oh, she was
and,
excellent.
Yeah, she's remarkable. And her book,
beautiful.
Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince in the UN Global Straitjacket, doesn't matter what, quote, point of view you come from. If you've been a communist, a capitalist, whatever you are, you have to understand this is the mechanism by which all this is a game. It's all a game. Whether they call you a Democrat or Republican or this or that, it's all a game played out by people who are all in one club.
That's correct.
We're all being played for fools. And once you understand the game, then you don't need to play by those rules anymore.
That's right. You need to know your own truth and then follow through it and help share with others.
Absolutely. And that's why have people listen to the archives. They can go to BBS Radio and listen to the archives.
Go to my
website and listen to them. They're free.
I'm planning on doing that and passing
my
it on.
My newsletter is
others.
Free. They sign up to NutriMedical.com if they sign up.
I will.
The newsletter is free. No price whatsoever. They can be emailed anywhere in the world.
God bless you for things like this. We need that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Virginia, and thank you to anyone else who's listening. Do stay listening. We'll be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays in this time period, which is 5 to 6 Eastern Standard Time in America and around the world. And we'll be back with more revelations of science, technology, geopolitics, classified information, and things that will stretch your mind and your spirit so that perhaps you can see the truth and the truth will set you free. Thank you for listening to Clay and Iron, because this is the last secular empire before we become a true cosmic being and become in harmony with our fellow man, our creatures on this world and others. Thank you. And I'll be back on Monday. Take care.